Good morning. I'm going to talk this morning about meditation. A lot of people phone or email or come into the clinic and ask if anybody can meditate because they've had a hard time finding a way of doing it. And they think that everybody else in the world can meditate, but they can't. And they want to be reassured that they're not alone. And honestly, thinking that you can't meditate is a little bit like thinking you can't breathe or you can't relax. And maybe you can't relax, actually. Now I think about it, some people can't. But pretty much everybody that's alive can breathe. And under the right circumstances, pretty much anybody can focus on what they want to focus on. And anybody can relax. Most people relax when they're asleep, or most people relax when they're having an enjoyable situation, like watching a movie or listening to music. I think folks confuse meditation with relaxation, or thinking that they might want to levitate or feel different. And they try it once or twice and don't get anywhere and then think, oh, well, I can't do that. But in truth, meditation is not about feeling a certain way. It's about feeling the way you feel. It literally is on focusing where you are at now. It's not about making the mind empty. Although, if you can and you can make yourself still deep inside, it does deepen the meditation. But basically, meditation is about letting the mind be what it is and how it is. And something about what it's doing at that moment. It's not about getting somewhere. It's about being somewhere, where you are right now. And if you don't understand this, you'll think you're just not able to do it. But that's just one point of view, and it's not true. What is true is that meditation does require energy and commitment. So really, next time you try it and you find you can't do it, just say, you know what, I'm not going to stick with this. I don't like what it gives me, rather than you can't do it. Because anyone, in truth, can sit down and watch their breath or watch their mind. And you do it sometimes when you're in the bath, or you can do it when you're walking or just lying down or running. Really, that's all it is. It's being focused on where you are at that time. So think about it. When you say you can't meditate, what you really mean is that you are not making time for it, or that when you try it, you can't quite get it. It isn't what you're looking for or hoping for. And I'm going to ask you to try again and let go of your expectation and just watch how you feel. And watch how you breathe. Watch how your body is, where your hands are, where your feet are. And just watch how your mind maybe skitters around. Just watch and be there. Just being there, watching, following your breath is meditation. And thank you for joining me this morning. And hopefully this gives you another point of view on meditation. And if you want more information or you want some more tips on how to meditate, just email me at georgina@georgina.com and I'll be happy to respond. And next time I'll be giving you the meditation that I gave on the Shirley MacLaine website in 2011. And it's still works, and I'm still getting responses from it, so obviously it's enjoyable. So until then, relax, watch your breath, enjoy. Looking forward.